Mike. Good morning, Medford, Somerville. You're listening to All Dat with Charlie, Zach, and Jake. It's Friday morning,
it's
9 a.m. How excited are you guys to be on the show this morning?
Is my voice picking up? Am I here?
Yep, you're here.
Do I exist?
All I can hear is your kind of disheveled breathing.
I'm super excited to be here this morning. It's been a rough morning so far.
Yeah, we were afraid that Zach wasn't going to make it, but he pulled it in. Jake hasn't been on the show for about 9 months, so Jake, you want to give us a little update on what's been going on with you?
I was taken to China. I was taken away. Taken away from my family and friends to go live in communist China for a few months. It was an enlightening experience, and I would never do it again.
Hey!
Wow. That's actually interesting, because I've been talking to a lot of people who come back from abroad, and almost all of them end it with, I would not do it again.
That's interesting.
Wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, I enjoy China. That was a joke. It was a good place. But I'm definitely happy to be back in America. There's some good things. There's some good things about this little country of ours.
We got freeform radio here on WMFO in Medford.
We do have
freeform
radio.
That's one thing.
You can't say whatever you want on the Chinese student radio.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't say whatever you want on this radio either.
Did you go on Chinese student radio?
I don't even know there is. I don't even know there is freeform radio.
I mean, how do they teach people how to be on the state radio?
I don't know. They'll have them in a room and they just like pretend they're on radio, but like they're not actually.
I mean, is that any different than what we do here?
No one's out there.
Yeah, hey,
no one is perfect, and no one is out there.
So mysteriously, we've got ourselves a strange JPEG in the downloads folder of the station computer here, of these two women from I want to guess the 1970s based on the make of the car and their outfits. So, strange. I don't know what.
That's cool.
Lost traveler put them here, but
What brought that to us today?
Some lost wandering soul deposited that little JPEG
on the computer. All 80,000 bytes. All right, Zach, you got any songs for us?
Yeah, we've got a lot of new music today. So we're gonna start this off in a way. That no, just keep stalling for a little bit, please.
Zach is not on his game today. If I had asked him that last week, he would have been off. He would have been like, "Okay,
last
we're ready
week,
to go."
We have excess from last week,
by the way. Okay, well then let's play
excess from last
let's
week.
Burn
for
some
now.
Of that off. I don't. Do you think I know?
The
Jake doesn't know anything. We asked Jake to show up outside of Pearson Hall today, and he showed up at Bromfield Pearson.
I showed up at Roger Pearson's own home. He was right there.
So
I haven't been on this campus for like a hot few months, you guys. I really don't know what's going on. So if you're saying words like Cohen and like trees, like I don't know where those are. I don't know how to identify those.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah, let's take some surplus from last week. Here we go.
All right.
I'm down to three packs a day, a meager ring, I can't explain it. Can't wait for you to go away, cause I just crave that meager taste, yeah.
All right. That was
Courtney Barnett with 3 packs a day.
I love smoking 3 packs a day of cigarettes.
I love.
I was walking back from summer the other day and I saw a store and I was like, I like just wonder how sick I would be if I grabbed a pack of cigarettes and smoked them all. And I'd be down like $30.
This one time was when I was in China. This is more recent. I was visiting my cousin out in Chicago. My cousin's just got back.
Chicago, China, same thing.
No, yeah, it's essentially they're both out to the west.
Stop twisting around in the chair because then half your words aren't in the microphone. Okay, just stay put.
Where was I? Fudge.
Fudge.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on.
Hey, come on. No, I was about to tell a story.
Okay, no, tell the story.
Okay, so I was out with my cousin, who's newly back from, he just enlisted with the military, and he's newly back of visiting his family, and he took me to a cigar humidorium. A place where you literally just go and smoke cigars. It's like a bar for cigars. So there's all these like 40-year-old men there. It's like the grossest place ever, but like it's kind of nice while you're like doing it. It's this, you have this big old stick in your mouth, and you're smoking it, and you don't think of anything of it until like when it's down all the way to the nub, and you feel like you want to throw up. And that's just for someone who has like never smoked before. Like now you just have like a lung full of cancer. And it's just, you feel like you want to throw up like for the rest of the night.
Good. So this is a nice, kind of long and, you know, not the clearest way to communicate this PSA that you shouldn't smoke, kids.
Yeah. Please don't.
Please take it from the cool kids on the radio.
Please do.
Speaking of wanting to throw up, yesterday I was drinking, so I've purchased instant coffee. And so I was drinking a cup of what I call a coffee bomb, which is just really concentrated instant coffee, like maybe like 2 or 3 tablespoons of water with like a full, like couple tablespoons of instant coffee and then a little bit of sugar. So I just fill the cup with milk.
Is it just sludge? Like,
it's like, it's kind of coffee sludge. It's like pretty much water. And then you put a bunch of milk in, and then you put a thing of ice in. It's like iced coffee. Gotcha. It's like an iced latte, but it's like really bad. Anyways. Drinking that, and then someone in my apartment said, you know, did I remember to put deodorant on? And so I did the classic trick of you stick your finger in your armpit and you sniff a little bit, and I just did that on air, and I realized that yes, I indeed do have deodorant on, but I was taking a sip of the coffee bomb, and then I sniffed the deodorant, and the combination of those two disgusting I just almost fell over. It was really, really, really just a not good sensation. So
what flavor deodorant do you use?
I think I use speed. I'll get back to you on that. Degree. Degree for men. I think it's like cool or clean or like speedy fresh or something like that.
It's always funny how the men's deodorant is different from the women's deodorant. It's like happy meadow or like fresh like lemons. It's like freeze gun like
yeah, it's
butts.
Bad. It's bad, or you know.
Yeah, bad news.
That's you know, PSA number two is that the deodorant industry is very sexist.
Gendered products, dude.
Gendered products,
actually,
dude. Am I right?
Like, the like male deodorants are way cheaper too.
Yeah, no, that's actually a real thing. Is that male beauty cosmetic products are much cheaper than women's for like the exact same quantity and quality of product. So
sure.
Open letter to the patriarchy. You know, get lost.
Yeah. Go down a hole.
Zach, you got more music?
Yeah, we have some more music. Speaking of music, did Charles do his listening assignment?
Did I do my listening assignment? No, I didn't. All right. Zach asked me to listen to an album after midnight or before 9 a.m. this morning, and that's just not going to happen. It's exactly when I sleep. Those are the exact times in which I want to be asleep. So
why specifically those times?
Because the new albums come out at midnight. All right, so let's just put it on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Lost the limbs. wear, uses you, skinny, don't fuss, it kills the bricks. Bruises you again, where the pain still sticks on the green lips. Sticking in your tongue, it's a hot red light, suck it in. Laughter is heavy, don't I bring my voice? Yes, I need a fix. You call the trees on the moon, they hear the tune. We collide like Earth and Moon. She's with me, we share the bloom. Treat the girl like licorice. She's so soft and ticklish. We've taken it, we take your time.
That was Large Attack with Small Bones by on Dan's EP.
Sure, close. No. No.
Was it Small Bones?
Was it Small Bones by Large Attack?
Did I say Large Bones?
I don't even know what you said.
You said Small Bones.
Classic. All right, it's 9:16 here. If you're listening in right now and you'd like to call in, get a part of this party, you can call us at the WMFO listener line at 617-627-3800. And I had a dream about that number, or at least half of it.
I don't exactly remember that.
Volume. Definitely like the 273800 part, or the 2738 part. That was part of my dream. I also dreamed that Tesla made an electric car kind of seat thing. So it was like a, it was like basically an armchair, but it was like red, like aluminum. It's made out of red aluminum, and then it had kind of, I don't really know how they, how you moved faster, but the, como se dice, the handle, but yeah, there was like handle brakes, and but they only worked for one wheel at a time, so like you were always kind of just like, at first I didn't even know there were brakes.
You're
and
just
I was
like scooting.
I remember all those times that I fell flat on my face on the Tesla chair car, that when I didn't know that there were brakes, because I just had to like stick my leg out and just topple. But I was on the highway and I was trying to do this, and there was like a lot of traffic, so I was trying to hit the brakes a lot, and I fell over in like the middle of traffic, and surprisingly didn't get hit by a car and die. So, kudos to me for surviving.
You could only break one side at a time.
I mean, you can break both sides at a time, but you have to squeeze the brakes exactly.
Oh, gotcha.
Because you're going like 50 miles an hour.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's an electric chair car.
You could only like. Do that.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was doing. I was twisting all over the place. It was terrible. What Jake mimed was me kind of twisting around.
Yeah. If you could see me.
Yeah, we can't. No one can, Jake, because, you know, it was the radio.
Pocket. We could do like radio videos. Those are on YouTube. Like, you know, like videos, like clips of like the radio show.
Yeah, we could
like
do
hot,
that.
Like Hot 97.
We could do that. We've got
a camera crew.
We've got a conversation that we got to have with you soon, Jake. But we'll take that offline.
Yeah, most definitely.
Zach, more music.
More music.
All right, and stay tuned. We'll have a traffic report after this.
Traffic report.
Is it playing? Oh, it just sounds like shuffling papers. Jake, you said fuck it. Man, I didn't. We kind of dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah.
So, you know, if necessary, if you could all just rewind your radios for the past 4 minutes and just start taping over that, would be much obliged.
Actually, make it five and a half.
Make it five and a half.
Make it like 23 minutes or so. Make it 23 minutes or so. Jake, barred from talking.
Come on, man. Doing my best.
We're trying our best here.
It's, you know, it's not freeform radio, really.
We're not going to talk about what happened, but we're just going to
deny.
You misheard it, and that was maybe part of the song. Anyways, rest in peace, David Bowie.
Yes,
you'll be missed.
That was
from a few weeks ago. When did the album come out?
January 6th or 7th or something.
He died on like the 11th or something.
Yeah, it was first Friday of January. It was his 69th birthday, and he passed away 2 days later. And that's Black Star.
Jeez.
It's excellent, okay. And David Bowie is excellent.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Moving on. Do we have a traffic report? Who would like to...
give Jake a shot.
Facilitate.
Oh, give Jake. Me a shot. Oh, really? Little old me. You're going to give me a chance.
Jake is so rattled by all of the negativity directed towards him that right. Yeah, I feel bad.
We got a green car.
No, you don't say it into the mic. You just yell it.
You just yell it back.
We got a green car. We got red car, blue car. We got no cars. We got five cars. We got
nice.
Red fish. We got bluefish.
That's the traffic
that's,
report.
This has been
that's what it's all about.
Traffic.
That's in weather. It's
in weather.
It's cloudy. I wore a sweatshirt today, and I thought that it would be a smart idea, and it wasn't. Anyways, Jake is going to take over the role of reading the first PSA today.
Really? Well, I hadn't had one picked out, but.
We have 5 minutes, don't we?
Well, we have however many minutes. We just have to read it during this hour. But I thought he was all ready to read Food Not Bombs. But
okay, well, can I read two?
No.
Okay.
If you want to drop the mic, that's fine.
All right, yeah, I do want to drop the mic. Okay. All right, numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. 0.
Nice. It's a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Nice. That was weird. I read that upside down from like 5 feet away, so kudos
to me. I like this one. It's nice and short.
Yeah,
I like the long ones. The humpback whale reading that I did last week was incredible.
Yeah, it was. And
I did a really good job reading that.
We had an audience for it, too, which was the, right?
What?
Rosie was listening.
Rosie was listening. I don't think she's listening today.
Humpback whale.
I don't see why anyone would listen 2 weeks in a row.
Zach's just singing humpback. Jake's just singing humpback whales. Humpback whales. Okay, let's play some more music that Jake isn't singing.
Yes. So we made an exception to our new music rule for Jake this time.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we playing?
We're not gonna say it beforehand, are we?
No. It's gonna be a surprise.
Let's go.
Surprise. Shh.
Is there a dream to you?
That was...
Open up! You know, that actually, you know, hearing police noises while, if you were listening to WMFO in your car, if you are, you know, feel free to call in when you're safely stopped. Mm-hmm. That would be spooky. Regardless, oh, yeah. I've never been to Florida, so what's up with that?
I've lived in Florida before.
Really?
Yeah, you used to get strawberry frosted donuts at Dunkin' Donuts in Florida.
I did. That's every where the Friday. Tradition all started. When I was but a little five-year-old boy, I went to every... I had a few traditions. I don't know why I remember this, because I don't remember anything else from Florida, but every Tuesday after soccer practice, it was broccoli and beef at the local Chinese restaurant, and every Friday, it was a nice little... strawberry frosted donut, and every Saturday it was sausage roll at the farmer's market. West Palm Beach, Florida. It's a good place to live. Not actually, but Florida's not like the best. Florida's not, I don't know. I have a very like conservative side of my family, and then I have like a less conservative side of my family with a few like little liberal patches in there, and then like the very conservative
some
side.
Sprinklings.
Yeah, some sprinklings of like mod liberals, and then the entire conservative wing of my family is down in Florida. They're nice people, but then you like talk to them and they're like a little bit racist, which is kind of uncomfortable.
But just kind of uncomfortable. But anyways,
but they live near Disney World, so that's always fun.
That's fun. So yeah, we're gonna be at Dunkin' Donuts after the show, and likely we'll be at Tanoke tonight in Medford Square. It's gonna be easier for parking. We can walk again. That was kind of fun.
Walk?
I mean, this time it won't be snowing.
You walk.
During Snowstorm Jonas, me, Jake, and Richard walked to Medford Square to get some spicy noodles at Chili Garden.
Snowboy Jonas.
The listeners.
Snowboy Jonas.
The listeners
came barreling through.
Who Richard is.
Yeah, Richard's a friend of mine.
Richard is a friend of all of us.
And, official news. I guess we shouldn't say where our address is in case people want to, like, burn our house down.
Yeah.
But we are going to be signing a lease, me, Jake, Richard, and our other friend, Jared, and it's going to be a blast.
We got a house. We have a spare tiny room, like a tiny little studio.
Oh, yeah, so like, if you'd like to rent that out, yeah, that would be, like, $600,000 a month to cover all of the broker's fees from Point Plus.
Yeah. Oh, man,
we got Moistest Martinez on our side, though.
Moistus is on the case. He's going to find us.
He's our broker.
He's going to find us the best.
If you're listening, Moses, we're kind of just kidding. You're a good guy. You helped us find the house.
Yeah, I'm sorry I yelled at you that first time. I'm sorry I was very aggressive.
we got shown the downstairs of Jake's current apartment, and there was no living room. And within 5 seconds, Jake was like chomping at the bit to bite this guy's his nose off. He was like, "Yo, like, so I just don't get it, yo, like, man, but so." Like the apartment upstairs is like the exact same, but there is a living room and there's a solarium and there's a dining room, and this downstairs one's more expensive and there's no living room and there's one less bathroom. Like, what's up with that?
Well, their living room was like, it was like, okay, like we put a couch in like some guy's room, like one of their rooms would just put a couch and like a TV in there.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Mm-hmm. Bizarre. And he was just like, well, you shouldn't really compare these apartments because they're, you know, they're totally different.
Yeah, we should.
No,
they're
we should.
Apartments.
They're the same.
We pay money for them.
It's a duplex. Like, this is literally the like same the two apartments we can compare property. The easiest.
We've already controlled for distance from like Tufts. Like, there's nothing else to control for. Anyway, Moises, you're all right.
Altitude.
You're fine.
Altitude.
Yeah.
That Philly-style bedroom.
Yeah. Though. There is a Philadelphia-style bedroom. If anyone knows what a Philadelphia-style bedroom is, please call into the show right now.
Context clues tell us that it's simply a bedroom on its own floor.
Yeah, because I want to know.
That's directly at the top of a staircase really with no hallway.
Oh, so my bedroom.
Yeah, it's a Philly-style, yeah.
Philly-style, I guess.
No, but there's a hallway.
Not for my bedroom.
You just walk up the stairs and you just walk right into your room?
I walk into a door where my room is.
Should open the door.
Open the door. Enter a room.
Open the door. That sounds
there's
like
also
the
a
floor.
Second door to nowhere. But the that one, yeah, you fall down into the abyss. Into the
moving
floor.
On.
I don't have my headphones on.
Let's play some. Let's play some more new music. That was not the newest music we just played, but it was that was relatively new. So
that was yeah,
new
from
Animal
November.
Collective.
There is a new
for
animal
Jake.
Collective.
It might have been new. Because there's no Animal Collective in China.
I'm usually about like 2 months behind on the new music, but like I like keep up with the 2 month old music, and then like in China, like I don't know, I kind of slacked off. There's just a lot of like poppy music in China.
Yeah, what was the deal with Chinese music? Was there anything good?
I don't know the rate is all like something called like Mandopop. Like if you're familiar with like K-pop, it's like sort of similar, except like it's not really as good. I didn't really like Chinese pop music. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't explore it as much as I should. But
stop twisting.
I can twist as much as I want. If you're listening to, you jump over this. That's gonna make me. if you're just listening to the radio in China, it's not all that enjoyable of experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, listening to the radio here,
especially if you're listening to this show, when you just hear Jake every other word, it's just like silent, and then you know we play like four songs. Where am I? I love twisting.
Somebody call in the show and tell them that I'm doing it again. tell them that you can hear me just fine.
We can't hear you.
You heard me when I was doing the traffic report, right?
Yeah, well, it's because you were screaming. Because we told you to scream. Anyways, PSA number two. Watch yourself, Jake. PSA number two, Jake's bike got stolen while he's in China. And so don't steal people's bikes. You know, it's just not cool.
While I was in China. It was literally the last week
of the summer.
I came back from being away for like a week, and Steven's like, yeah, sorry, like your lock got snipped. For all I know, he stole my bike.
He probably did. California jerk.
Hey now.
Hey.
He's over in Amsterdam.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Also,
just real quick, if you're looking for a picture of the top of my head, I was recently featured on the New York Times Instagram account. I was at Franklin Barbecue while I was in Texas, and they were doing a report about how popular that place was, and they were taking pictures and interviewing people. You know, my quotes weren't notable. They were like, so, like, how did you guys hear about this place? And you're like, oh, yeah, we looked on TripAdvisor. And like, how long do you wait in line? We were like, an hour. It's the closest restaurant to our hotel. So that wasn't interesting enough. But apparently the top of my head was interesting enough because it's the featured picture for the article, and it was on the NY Times Instagram. So check that out. Give it a like. You can see the top of my head, and... you know, is there anything more exciting than that? You'd be hard pressed to find something more exciting than that. All right, let's play some music. Let's play some more new music
Back in November, we played Health's remix of "Begin Again" by Purity Ring.
Oh, Health!
Today, we are playing a new remix of a Health song by Purity Ring, so it's a nice little interchange right there. Right?
Going full circle. I don't know what any of those bands are.
Let's do it.
Don't tell.
Tired of waiting, too high to sleep, too tired.
No warning.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we were talking about stir fry.
This is a quality show today.
You know,
it's really good.
You know, we're getting back in the swing of things.
I'd like to thank you guys for having me on the show.
Yeah, do you think you're ever going to get the invite again, Jake?
I don't know. I did a good traffic report. My job was really good.
Last week we did a great job. We had such a good show.
We did a really good job last week until like the last 20 minutes and the part where I was like bragging about how good I was at using the radio knobs, and then I forgot to turn Zach's mic on. Yeah, so I mean, you know, am I the best radio host of all time? You know, some will say yes.
Some won't even be your mother and your father because you have siblings that are radio hosts.
Shoot. Yeah, Steve's a real radio host. He's on WERS sometimes, which is like a legitimate station that broadcasts like very far. I did hear him once. I heard him say like some sort of announcement.
Has he ever heard us?
I don't think so.
He should.
Don't listen.
He should come on one day.
It would be hard. I mean, it's like kind of a ways, but yeah, we could try.
We could go pick him up. We have the technology. We have the automobile.
If we ever got like a night show, you know, like as a supplement to the current all dat schedule, then like, you know, we could figure that out.
Yeah.
If one of you wants to learn how to be a DJ, we can do this.
I've been waiting for you to send me the info.
I haven't received anything yet.
Okay. I'm not looking to learn to be a DJ boy.
Okay.
When you find it.
DJ Khaled. Major key is learn the knobs. That's topical. Moving on. Let's play some more new music. Or do we have Bayo?
Beowulf? Oh yeah, it's Bayo's. It's time for Bayo.
It's only 2 weeks from now, right?
It's 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from today, we'll have already gone to the show.
Yeah,
Bayo.
We're going to Bayo. News,
and the opener has been announced. It is Julia Easterlin. I don't know who that is, but maybe we'll play something from her next week.
Sweet.
Yeah. For those of you who are not up to date on our recurring segment,
we just play one of the songs from this like 9-song album, and we've already played like 5 of them. So
it's Bayo's quarter.
Yeah, up until we see Bayo in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. We have one more show before we see him.
Rats.
So up until we do that, we will
play a song every week. So every we're just week. Gonna play a song this week and next week. That's
off
it.
Off the album. That album is called The Names. It was out sometime last year.
It was a good album. It propelled me through the fall.
Topical news, by the way, because we are talking about Chris Bayo, who is a member of Vampire Weekend.
This is that guy.
Other guy in Vampire Weekend, the one that produces like other solo work now, whose name I forgot, left Vampire Weekend this week.
Whoa, did he? Why wouldn't he have left it on the weekend? Vampire. Oh, weekend. Hey. Okay, moving on. Let's play some music from Bayo's album, Names.
Back to Bayo, The Names. Woohoo, Bayo.
All right, press play.
It's me, Bayo. I'm here.
Stay. you down to size. When they cut you down to size. When they cut you down to size. You were glad they left you alive. When they cut you down to size.
Oh, it's like...
Nice. Okay, what... Enough, Jake. Enough.
So weird. Wait, what are they? What were they trying to say there? Never mind.
We can figure that out. We can figure that out later.
Yeah, it was a very strange PSA. It would be funny if we planted... context. Jake was reading through the PSA booklet and found a couple strange PSAs. Hmm. But it'd be funny if we just printed out cardstock and just threw it in the PSA folder and just saw what happened.
You'd have to listen, like, way too much.
Oh, you'd have to listen all the time to try and see if someone ever read it.
Or you could just flood the PSA book, like, completely saturate it with fake ones.
The Charles Meyer Award in the Sciences goes out to the youngest man or women alive who broke a test tube over their forehead this past week. And this week the award goes to Charlie Meyer.
Meyer.
Anyways, so it's been a fun day this Friday. I hope you guys forgive us for
our transgressions.
Somewhat sloppy show, full of transgressions. And, you know, next week, you know, we always strive to improve. So we're on to next week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll be thinking about how we can best improve the show for you for the next week.
Sometimes it's a rocky road. Sometimes you're up. Sometimes you're down. In my case, I sort of started on the down, but you know, I'm moving up. You know, I think over the course of the show, I've been moving on up.
Moving on up to this deluxe apartments in the sky. You know what I'm talking about? The Jeffersons theme song. I actually only know that from Scrubs because one of the characters was really in love with the Jeffersons.
I feel like Scrubs is an excellent way to be exposed to a lot of TV theme songs.
It's true.
There are like a number of moments when they...
Who are the Jeffersons?
It's a sitcom from like the 80s or 90s, I'd say. Anyways, 9:51. Do you guys have any parting comments? I think we're going to play one more song and then we could say goodbye. So if you guys have any more substance for the show, just feel free to add that here.
I got memes for sale. Come on down to 43 Teal. Get your memes for $2 a pop. I'll be selling them out front.
Okay, dank memes from Jake. Zach, you got anything?
No, just have a great day, listeners. And because I'm not going to have a great day, I'm going to end this one.
Have one for me.
On a sadder note.
Fine. That's whatever. Zach's a little bummed. He woke up late and he's got a lot of work to do. So it's you know, that's on him. That's his prerogative.
All right.
I did such a good fading that out. There's such a good fading that out. It sounded like it really ended, but it was really going to be sad for like another 8 minutes.
You ruined the fade out by like screaming. Right after.
But did I not do a great fade out?
You did do a pretty good job.
That was a pretty good
fade. It only
fade.
Had like 15 seconds left, so I mean it was fading.
I wrecked it. It was so good. That was a really sad song.
I'm crying.
It was kind of a huge bummer. So Zach's day is not going to be actually that bad, but he did wake up late and is a little bit behind on his work. Is that a fair characterization?
That is a fair characterization.
You're not going to like it.
The end of the day is going to be great because we're gonna going to Tanoke.
We're
going to
go to Tanoke.
That's true. We're going to get some tortas.
Yeah, we're going to rectify all the wrongs.
I'm going to get a torta and a taco.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to Chipotle tonight. I love Mexican food. Oh man, I bought red peppers and cucumbers and I haven't eaten either of them.
In other music news, Friday tickets for Boston Calling go on sale in 4 minutes.
Whoa, what's up with that? When can we go to that? What day is that?
That is May 18th or something.
It's also like $800 though.
And the Friday night is going to be Sufjan Stevens and Sia, which I think is like a very interesting lineup, and I'm excited to see both of them.
Buy those tickets now. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We're going to hand things off to the bots now, and the birds outside sang, and they were so sad. That's all I got from that past song. Regardless, we're going to sign off, and hope you have a great, great Friday and week, and we'll see you next week at 9 a.m. for All Dat radio show. Yeah, we got to make that happen. Yeah. But in the meantime, automation's on.
This is CNN. Da-da-da.
Here's the Who. Goodbye. Nope. Goodbye. What?
Our mics are still on.
My mic's still
goodbye.
On.
Goodbye. Wait, my pay, boy, that's bad. Shh.
Not to tease him, oh no. I'll caress his little haircut and do everything to please him, oh. I'll watch him like a hawkeye, and in case a bitch should seize him. But these don't make me come to the theater. It's so grim. Cigarettes and carrot juice, and get yourself a new tattoo for those sleeveless days of June. I'm sitting on the cafe Zinner steps with a book I haven't started yet, watching all the girls walk by. Could I take you out? I'd be yours without a doubt. I'm that Big Dipper.